This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A Senate hearing yesterday laid out an unattractive picture of the way Washington sometimes works. The head of a pro-Republican advocacy group sought to explain how she did favors for a friend, the lobbyist Jack Abramoff, while Abramoff was steering about $500,000 from his clients to her organization. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Indian Affairs Committee had just one witness, Italia Federici, the president of the tax-exempt Coalition of Republicans for Environmental Advocacy, or CREA. The only topic was how Federici helped Jack Abramoff, who used to be one of this city's most powerful Republican lobbyists, as he worked the Interior Department on behalf of his Indian tribe clients. The committee has bushels of Abramoff's vividly written emails. Committee Chairman John McCain quoted from one of them.
Mr. Abramoff believed that Ms. Federici had, quote, juice, unquote, at Interior and deemed her, quote, critical, unquote, to his tribal lobbying practice.
According to the committee, that's why Abramoff had his clients donate to CREA, to cement the relationship that provided juice at Interior, the department that governs Indian affairs. Federici's main contact at Interior was her friend Stephen Griles, then the top deputy to Interior Secretary Gail Norton. Federici denied from her opening statement to the closing gavel that there was any connection between the $500,000 and her usefulness to Abramoff. She did so even after McCain read from emails in which Abramoff asked for her help and Federici wrote back, "I will get to work on this," or "I will call him ASAP."
I was responding to Jack at the time. He was a friend, in the way I would respond to any friend who had a need or a question.
Federici said that often she didn't do what Abramoff wanted, but there weren't any emails in which she told that to Abramoff.
There are plenty of emails to me, Senator, where Jack Abramoff, one, apologizes consistently from day one through the last day of the communications for bothering me with tribal matters. And there are also emails
where we didn't get those emails, and we got all of their emails, Ms. Federici.
McCain's committee has concluded that Abramoff and consultant Michael Scanlon billed tribes for tens of millions of dollars for minimal services. Abramoff is also being investigated by the Senate Finance Committee and by a Justice Department task force. A federal grand jury in Florida has indicted him on charges arising from a business transaction there. But at yesterday's hearing, Federici said her dealings with Abramoff were strictly tokens of friendship. The committee's ranking Democrat, Byron Dorgan, was incredulous.
The way you describe it in this testimony is the Indian tribes are generous, Jack is generous, everybody's generous. That is unbelievable to me. You think that
there
are resources in this town that provide generosity to the tune of several hundred thousands of dollars, and then we take a look at what was done?
Federici said she assumed the tribes were simply generous supporters of the environment, even though she never spoke with them about it. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.